जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, entitled Puranjan Becomes a Woman in the Next Life. Text 7. Vishirnam Swapurim Viksha Pratikulan Anadritan पुत्रान पौत्रानुगामात्यान जायाम च गतसौहृदाम विशीर्णाम स्वपुरीं वीक्ष्य प्रतिकूलान अनादृतान पुत्रान पौत्रानुगामात्यान जायाम च गतसौहृदाम विशीर्णम स्वपुरीं वीक्ष्य प्रतिकूलान अनादृतान पुत्रान पौत्रानुगामात्यान जायाम च गतसौहृदाम। Word-to-word meaning. Vishirnam scattered. Swapurim, his own town. Viksha, seeing. Pratikulan, opposing elements. Anadritan, being disrespectful. Putran, sons. Pautra, grandsons. Anuga, servants. Amatyan, ministers. Jayam, wife. Cha, and. Gatasaurudam, indifferent. Translation interpreted by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. King Puranjan then saw that everything in his town was scattered and that his sons, grandsons, servants and ministers were all gradually opposing him. He also noted that his wife was becoming cold and indifferent. But when one becomes an invalid, his senses and organs are weakened. In other words, they are no longer under one's control. The senses and sense objects then begin to oppose him. When a person is in a distressed condition, even his family members, his sons, grandsons and wife become disrespectful. They no longer are under the command of the master of the house. Just as we wish to use our senses for sense gratification, the senses also require strength from the body in reciprocation. A man keeps a family for enjoyment, and similarly family members demand enjoyment from the head of the family. When they do not receive sufficient money from him, they grow disinterested and ignore his commands or desires. This is all due to one's being a kripana, miser. This word kripana, used in the sixth verse, is in opposition to the word brahmana. In the human form of life, one should become a brahmana, which means that one should understand the constitutional position of the absolute truth, Brahman, and then engage in his service as a Vaishnava. We get this facility in the human form of life, but if we do not properly utilize this opportunity, we become a kripana, miser. A miser is one who gets money but does not spend it properly. This human form of life is especially meant for understanding Brahman, for becoming a brahmana, and if we do not utilize properly, we remain a kripana. We can actually see that when one has money but does not spend it, he remains a miser and is never happy. Similarly, when one's intelligence is spoiled due to sense gratification, he remains a miser throughout his life.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Nadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Nidamsha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshita Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all the devotees that today I can speak on this topic, Srimad Bhagavatam, for my purification and for the glorification of the Lord.
especially seek blessings of His Grace Radhesham Prabhu. Right. Few months back, actually, my uncle had come here to temple. So when he first time saw His Grace Radhesham Prabhu, he was so much influenced. First time only, he said that he is not one amongst you. He is very special person. He was first time seeing, and he said, "What Prabhuji has such a tej," and he was appreciating so much. And when he was taking prasad, so Prabhuji was serving, so he was telling. Radhesham Prabhu was asking, one more chapati, you know. So he liked that Prabhuji serving so lovingly. So he was so much appreciating. Actually, he is like little atheist, because in his life so much tragic events happened. So he became like a very hardcore atheist. But when he came and he saw Radhesham Prabhu first time, and he was very much impressed, and he was praising Prabhuji so much. And when he saw him, he immediately touched Prabhuji's feet. So, I seek blessings of Prabhuji, so I can speak something. So, so here, the translation says, the King Kuranjan then saw that everything in his town was scattered, and that his sons, grandsons, servants and ministers were all gradually opposing him. He also noted that his wife was becoming cold and indifferent. So Vishwamachakra Thakur and other acharyas tells that what each represents. So the sons, Vishwamachakra Thakur says that they represent the vivek of the living entity. And the grandsons represent dhairya, patience of a living entity. And the ministers, the servants represent the senses. And the ministers represent the sense devatas. And wife is the intelligence. So all of them started opposing. Because he became an invalid. He was like an old man. So because of Kal Kanya embracing him, so he became old. And in old age, all this of his the sons, grandsons and others, they started opposing him. So this is indicating that how now he was old man, Puranjan. So we'll see in briefly how actually what is the response of a materialist when they become old, and what is the response of a devotee when he starts growing old. So there was one poet, a materialist, he wrote a poem. So he was saying that when I was in school, I was dying when I will grow up and go to college. And then when I started going to college, I was dying when I will grow up and get a nice job. And then when I got a nice job, I was dying when I will get married. And when I got married, I was dying when I will have nice children. And when he had children, then he was saying, I was dying when they will grow up and take responsibilities. And when they grew up, I was dying when they will get married. And they got married, and then he was saying, I was dying that when they will have children. And he said then, now actually I am dying. And I forgot to live. So that is the story of a materialist. So they are just enthusiastically worrying when I will grow and when this, that, and ultimately they become old. They never think of old age will come one day and they will die. Hardly they think. They just keep running. Chaitanya Charitamrita was also saying that how in the youth everybody is in actually hurry. It is hurry, hurry, hurry. And then afterwards when one gets married and then he has a family and a house and he has to pay the bills and then worry. There is worry, worry, worry so much. And then when he after retires, and then he feels, I should have done this, I should have done like this better. Then he feels sorry, sorry, sorry. And then ultimately he dies and then bury. He is buried ultimately. So that is the story of a materialist. Hurry, worry, sorry and bury. So, so one In 1958, Srila Prabhupada, when he was staying in Vrindavan, he had written one poem as a thinking, representing ordinary living entity. So he, of course, wrote many verses, 27 verses almost. So the list of names, I will just read the two stanzas, very nice. So he says, Prabhupada says, "I am sitting alone in Vrindavan Dham. In this mood, I am getting many realizations. I have my wife, sons, daughters, grandsons, everything. But I have no money, so they are a fruitless glory. Krishna has shown me the naked form of material nature. By his strength, it has all become tasteless to me today. Everyone has abandoned me, seeing me as penniless. Wife, relatives, friends, brothers, everyone. This is misery, but it gives me a laugh. I sit alone and laugh. In this Maya samsara, whom do I really love? Where have all my loving father and mother gone to now? And where are all my elders who were my own folk? Who will give me news of them? Tell me who? All that is left of this family life is a list of names." Very nice, Prabhupada has written. Of course, he was not attached to relatives, friends, brothers. Actually, he left them and came. So he was not hankering for the news, but he is just writing as an ordinary soul, how when one grows old, nobody is around, loving father, mother, friends, everybody has gone. And sometimes we see the photo and so many people are there in childhood, we have taken the photo. This only what remains is list of names, Prabhupada is writing. They are not there. Only names are remaining. So recently I also wrote one poem based on this list of names. You know? So in BTG it is coming. So last time I read, I think, that poem. So that is, so once in USA, once one reporter was asking Prabhupada, he was telling Prabhupada that, "Swamiji, we have evolved from monkeys." So Prabhupada said, "There is no question of evolution. You still are monkeys." So, because Prabhupada says that you people, when one becomes old, in many of the Western countries, they transplant the glands of the monkey so that they can enjoy more and more. So they still are monkeys, Prabhupada says. They have not evolved. So in old age, one wants to enjoy so much. But the body doesn't give, body doesn't support. So recently, I was having little back pain. So I am going to one doctor, the acupuncture treatment. This is acupressure. This is not some decoration. So there one old man is coming. He has a severe back pain. He is 82 years old. So his knees are changed, artificial knees are put. His back, already one operation is done. Now again it is, doctors are saying second operation has to be done. 82 years old. And the doctor who is giving the treatment, acupuncture treatment. So he was saying to me that, "I am giving him treatment, but actually in this age, he has to tolerate. A doctor cannot help only. Doctor only will give some this medicine. But at old age, so many problems are there, but a frank doctor will tell that you have to tolerate. Nothing can be done. At least in youth, we go to doctor and try to recover our body. But in old age, whatever disease, honest doctor will tell, just tolerate. Some other doctor will tell, get operated. But actually, one has to tolerate. Nothing can be done at old age. So I remember when I was working in the company, myself and Krishnalok Prabhu. That time, once our team leader and the project manager, they had called us for some interview. And after the interview, they asked us, what is your age? So I told, "I am 23. And Krishna Prabhu told, "He is 24. So they all started laughing. So we are thinking why they are laughing. And then later, our team leader said, "You are so young." And they were like 35, 40 or like that. And we are like 23. So they are like surprised that these people are so young. So they are laughing. And later now I realized 15 years back, you know, Now I am 38. Now I should be laughing. So how time passes so fast. I still remember when I was like almost like 1 year old, when our family had gone to taking photograph, and generally a child, small child, he will not look at the person who is taking photograph. So that person had clapped like this. So I looked at him and then immediately he took the photo. So I still remember that when I was 1 year old. Now 38 years old. You know? Time passes so fast. You know? I was thinking we are becoming old. So Radha Govind Maharaj gives the example of a snake. So Kala Sarpa is the why Sarpa is the time is compared to Sarpa, because actually the snake devours slowly but surely. So that's why the analogy of Sarpa is given, not any other creature. So he was telling just like somebody is 20 years old, 30 years, 40, 50, 60. So one is little bit inside the mouth of snake. One is 10 years old means his only head is inside. One is 20 years old means he is little bit inside. One is 40 years means he is half inside. And one is 80 years old means his only legs are outside. And he is flapping the legs like. And he is like almost inside. Like that he was telling Radha Govind Maharaj. So Maharaj was telling that 50% when the person is inside, the rest 50 goes very quickly. The half of the life is finished and half goes very fast. Like that. So that is how the time goes. And one, as Prabhupada says in one lecture, Hindi lecture, that koi bhi budha nahi banna chahta. But prakriti sabko chupchap budha bana deti. Everybody has to become old. So that's how a materialist, he becomes actually very depressed when old age comes, because that is body, for him body is everything. And that body is now growing old and dying. So he becomes depressed. But how a devotee sees when old age comes, so Jiva Goswami gives this one analogy of when one is making this sweet rice. So one is making this sweet rice, so one has to stir the milk and the rice is there and sugar. So one has to stir it continuously. And slowly as the time is progressing, the sweet rice, the sweet rice is becoming more and more, the milk is becoming more and more condensed. But another thing is happening is the fuel is there, that is getting slowly exhausted. The fuel is getting exhausted, and simultaneously the sweet rice, the milk is getting more and more condensed. So similarly, as one becomes old, the body is getting exhausted, but the consciousness should get more and more condensed. So one should become more and more absorbed in Krishna as the body is falling off. So that should happen. So that is how a devotee actually sees old age. I was thinking this back pain has inspired me to go back to Godhead. So the back pain is very nice. You know, back pain. So back pain slowly started. So it is inspiring us to go back to Godhead, that actually one has to go back to Godhead. Don't stay here. Prabhupada would say, finish off the business in one life. No need of taking another birth. So when Vidura goes to meet Uddhav, and he wanted to ask him. So that time when Vidura asks questions to Uddhav about Krishna and others, what happened. So that time actually Uddhav, when he hears the questions of Vidura, he goes in a trance, samadhi, for almost like 48 minutes, one muhurta. Just he is silent and thinking of Lord's pastimes. Just by the questions of Vidura, Uddhav goes in trance, samadhi, for one muhurta, 48 minutes. And Vidura is waiting when Uddhav will answer the questions. But he is just waiting. And then that time what happens is, actually Krishna within Uddhava, he appears to him and he says that actually Vidura is waiting. You please open your eyes and answer his questions. Like that, some acharyas say like that. So like that, one has to become, his consciousness has to be more and more absorbed in Krishna as one grows older and older. Like that. So this Vritrasura is actually saying this this verse.
Ajat paksha iva mataram khaga stanyam vatsatara shudartha priyam priyeva vishutam vishunna mano arvindaksha dridikshate tam.
So he is telling that how one who is a bird, the small birds, they wait so much eagerly for the mother, so that when the mother will bring food and they will eat. And so similarly, a calf is so eager to drink the milk of the cow, so eagerly waiting. And similarly, a lover, a woman, she waits for the husband when he will come, like that. So like that, actually he is saying that I am actually desiring to see you. So similarly, Tukaram Maharaj also says in this Abhanga,
भेटी लागी जीवा लागली सियास पाही रात्रन दिवस वाट तुझी भेटी लागी जीवा लागली सियास पौर्णिमेचा चंद्र चकोराचे जीवन तैसे माझे मन वाट पाही.
So Tukaram Maharaj also saying that I am waiting, O Lord, eagerly to see you. Just ratran divas, day and night, I am just waiting when I can see you and meet you. Just like the Purnima cha chandra, the moon of Purnima. So that is very dear to the Chakora, Chakor Pakshi. So he is waiting always for that chandra when it will be full moon. So like that I am waiting, my mind is waiting to meet you, O Lord, Tukaram Maharaj says. So when George Harrison had written this song once, this My Sweet Lord, I really want to know you, I really want to be with you, I really want to see you, my sweet Lord, but it takes so long, my sweet Lord, he sings like that. So when Prabhupada had heard that, Prabhupada said, when the song is very nice, but why he says that it takes so long? It doesn't take so long, you know. So very nice song like that. So so that is actually a devotee's consciousness. When as growing old, one should actually get more and more absorbed thinking of Krishna and the spiritual world. So like Radhishyam Prabhu tells the story of some people who were in the desert. And they were going, but they lost the way, and they are now in the desert, middle of the desert. And that time one person comes there, and he gives them small little cut fruits to each, and they are very hungry, thirsty, so they eat, and they feel, oh, so nice little bit, and they say, we want more fruits, we are very hungry. So he says, then you have to follow me, then I will give, and I will take you to a nice orchard is there, big, where there are so many fruit trees, there is a lake, so many trees are there, so you have to follow me. But so they said okay, and so many people are there, they are following. So but when they start, then after some time they get tired and they think whether this person is really going to take us to the orchard or not. So some of them leave behind only. Then he goes little ahead, and then they see a small oasis where little water is there, some one or two trees are there. So they say, oh, this is that. So he says, no, that orchard is very big, we have to go ahead. But some of them go there, and there only they take rest, like that. So when he is going, walking, it is so far, so some of the people are going off, you know, so very few remain. And so when he walks, and then after some time, long time, they feel the breeze, cool breeze, and fragrance of the fruits, and then they ask whether now this orchard, he says yes, the orchard is now, the garden is coming very near. And then after some time they go near, and there is a big gate, and the man has the key, and he opens, and then the few of them who are remaining, they go and they enjoy there eternally, where fruits and the nice water, sweet water is there. So like that, actually we are following the spiritual master, and we are performing this bhakti. So we have to continue. It is a long process. Anarsani vritti is like, you know, continue. And then after a long time, then we will get some breeze. So where we can feel that, oh, the spiritual world is near. So till that time, till the end, we have to follow our spiritual master. Then he will take ultimately, because he has the key, like that. So one, as one is growing old,
one should actually just keep on going, and then that stage will come when one is, one will get that, get near to the spiritual world and ultimately enter spiritual world. So in the Bhagavatam this verse comes, Paravatanya Bhrita Sarasa Chakravaka Dhatyu Hamsa Shukatittira Barhinamya Kolahalo Viramate Chiramatra Muchair Bringadipe Harikatham Ivagayamane. So various birds are described, how these nice birds are there in the spiritual world. Brahma is describing this to the demigods. So how wonderful is the spiritual world. Actually demigods come to Brahma for asking that why there is so much darkness in this universe. Because Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha are in the womb. So they have come to tell the problem, you know, to Swami. But Brahmaji is telling the description of the spiritual world. And he is telling how there are nice gardens, fruits and various birds. And these birds are so amazing that although they sing very sweetly, but when they hear that the bumblebee, Bhringadipe, so he, the bee is trying to something resembling the glories of the Lord, chanting the glories of the Lord. Immediately they keep quiet, trying to hear what he is singing. Although the bumblebee's sound is not very, very sweet. So, eva gayamane, even that he is not actually singing, but eva, something like glories, resembling the glories. So, that is the spiritual world. So, if one thinks that how glorious is the spiritual world and one is thinking always of the spiritual world, then actually one can be absorbed. So, Parikshit Maharaj also, when he is, he comes to know that he is cursed and he goes on the banks of the Ganges and wants to ask, he is asking everybody, what is the process, what is the process, what a dying man should do, what are the duties of a dying man. So various people giving, the sages giving various answers. Somebody says you should do yoga, some says you should follow the path of jnana or karma, like that. But in the verse of, one verse that, Gayati Vishnu Gata Tammo Payatum Pratiyantu Vipra. In that verse, Parikshit Maharaj actually knows what is the path. He is saying that you just sing the glories of the Lord, I will just hear the glories of the Lord. Even before Shukdev Goswami comes there. So he actually knows the path. So, and then of course Shukdev Goswami in the second canto he says, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagwan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Chetabhayam. And he says three things a person who is going to die should do. Shrotavya, Kirtitavyas and Smartavyas. These are the three things a person who is going to die should do. That's all. And that's when Parikshit Maharaj is just hearing. So that was the actually, we can say, near-death experience of Parikshit Maharaj. The near-death experience is what? Shrotavya, Kirtitavyas, Smartavyas, Chaichatabhayam. Only one who is approaching death, he should do these three things and nothing else. That's what Parikshit Maharaj did. So, once we had gone to bus party and there in one village there there is a devotee's house we are staying there. So, in their house few days back when the, Mataji who was there, was initiated Mataji. So, she was cleaning the house. They had this storeroom. So many things were kept and she was cleaning it. So when she had gone for cleaning, there was actually one snake, poisonous snake there. And she had picked up something and the snake saw somebody and the snake bit her. And then she told others in the family that the snake bit, and then immediately they called the ambulance, and when they were taking the ambulance, she passed away. So the snake was very poisonous snake. She passed, and after a few days only we had gone there to their house bus party. We didn't know. So then there they told me to give lecture, and there some people had come for that ceremony like that. So I was telling the story of Parikshit Maharaj. How Parikshit Maharaj was also bitten by a snake. So anyway, whether by a snake bite or something, we have to die anyways. But what we do before that is very important. What Parikshit Maharaj did and Shrotavya, Kirtitavya, Smartavya. So that is our duty. Anyway, someday or the other, we have to die. Otherwise, anyway, everybody will be bitten by Kal Sarpa anyways. So I was telling the example of Parikshit Maharaj. I told that Parikshit Maharaj died he was going to die in 7 days, and we will also die in 7 days, from a Monday to Monday, Monday to Sunday, that also 7 days, we will die in one of the day, like that. So remembering the spiritual world, remembering Krishna's wonderful qualities, so absorbing ourselves in this thought is what one has to do. So in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami gives various qualities of Krishna and he elaborates on them. So I have just taken few qualities. So how Krishna is so merciful. So Chaitanya Charitamrita gives the example of this GPS. In bus party we used to use this GPS to track where the bus go and where are the roads, what is the right path. So GPS, if we just put the destination, then it shows the destination and the path, which is the fastest path, it shows like how you have to go. But if you are following and if you take a wrong turn, suppose you have to take left, you take right, but still what the GPS does, then it reroutes itself and then it tells, now you go like this, next turn you take, and then again, and then again you go ahead and again take a wrong turn, then again it reroutes and then again shows how you have to go. So how many wrong turns you take, it will reroute and again show you. The GPS will never give up on you. So like that Krishna is there, he never gives up. However, how many Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki jai. So however, how many wrong turns you take, Krishna will always guide. He is so merciful. So as Dhruva Maharaj in that verse, he said that in the fourth canto this verse comes, Tameva vatsa shriya bhritya vatsalam mumukshubhir mrigya padabja paddhatim ananya bhave nija dharma bhavite mumukshubhir mrigya padabja paddhatim. Last is? Manasya avastapya bhajasva purusham. Last line. So there in the purport, Prabhupada says that actually Krishna's love is so much that even the millions of mothers' love cannot equate to Krishna's love. So Krishna is so merciful, like that. So the first quality of Krishna we see is merciful. And then beautiful. So this story Radhika Vallapur was telling, that once Parashar Bhatt, he had gone to see Lord Ranganath. And when he went to see Lord Ranganath, he's seeing his beauty. So he was so much, he was seeing the beauty of the Lord. And that time Lord seeing Parashar Bhatt, he was also very pleased seeing Parashar Bhatt. So Lord Ranganath asked Parashar that you are relishing this beauty of mine, so please describe the beauty of mine. So Parashar Bhatt is about to describe, but he says, no Lord, I cannot describe because I have just one mouth. I will require thousands of mouths to describe your beauty. You are so beautiful. And then Lord says, oh, is it? And Lord actually gives him thousands of mouths to glorify. And how, I don't know, he must be looking with thousands of mouths. Parashar Bhatt, he actually gets by Lord. And Lord says, now you describe. And then he is about to describe, he says, no Lord, I cannot describe your beauty even with these thousand mouths. And then Lord Ranganath gets upset. Then why you ask thousand mouths at all, you cannot describe. Then he says, why I asked, because with one mouth, if I would have said that I cannot describe your beauty, people would have said, okay, with my one mouth. But now I have got thousand mouths, and with thousand mouths I am saying that I cannot describe your beauty, then actually people will be really impressed. Oh, Lord is so beautiful. That's why. So like that he tells, Radhika Vallapur tells. So as the verse is there, Hasam hare ravanata akhila loka tivra shoka ashru sagar vishoshana matyudaram sammohanaya rachitam nijamayasya bhrumandalam munikrite makaradhvajasya. So Lord is so beautiful that even the cupid is actually nothing in front of him. Makaradhvajasya is actually, the cupid has the dhvaj, which is makar, fish on his flag. So Lord has a fish on his foot, lotus foot. That how even the makar, even the cupid, he has conquered cupid. Like that. That's why Lord has fish on his lotus feet. So Lord is merciful, Lord is beautiful. And the Lord is grateful. So when this incidents of Draupadi, Draupadi being insulted in that Asat Sabha, so there Lord, of course, she cries for the Lord, and then Lord goes. She of course tried to save herself, and then ultimately she cries to the Lord, and then Lord comes there as in form of sari. So there, actually, then later, afterwards, Lord is grateful that Draupadi called me, but Lord is feeling that I am ungrateful. Actually, I didn't go on time. I should have gone there on time. So he is feeling regretful, Lord. Then actually, Andal, she composed some verses where she is pacifying the Lord. She is telling the Lord, "Oh Lord, don't worry. There is no fault. And even if there is some fault on your side, you didn't go on time. But still, wherever there is your name, there is no fault." Like that scene, Andal trying to pacify. And we, that verse comes. Mantratas tantratas chidram. Deshakala agravastutaha sarvam karoti nishchidram anukirtanam tava. So wherever your name is there is no fault. So Andal is telling to the Lord, even though you went late, okay, no problem, but your name was called, so all faults are nullified, like that. So Lord is feeling, actually, Lord is grateful. And then merciful, beautiful, grateful, and then dutiful. So Krishna, when he is in Dwarka, he is actually doing so many sacrifices there daily. Daily he is doing sacrifice after sacrifice, yajna. So much he would do yajna there, more than what our Prachini Bharishit was doing. More than that, Lord was doing so much yajna in Dwarka, and it said that the demigods, to take the share of the yajna, they were staying there only in Dwarka. They are not going to the heavens. So they were staying in Dwarka only, because Lord is doing so many one after another. And the demigoddess, the wives of the demigods, they were not getting the association of their husbands. So they were praying, when Lord Buddha will come and he will stop the sacrifice. They are praying like that. So then they will get the association of their husband, like that. So Lord is dutiful. And one is, Lord is merciful, beautiful, grateful, dutiful, and Lord is wonderful. So this also Radhika Vallapur was telling this. There in Nectar of Devotion, there are four types of people described. There are four types of people. One is Dhir Lalita. Dhir Lalita is what? A person who is very clever, fresh, youthful, joking, carefree. So the example is given of a Cupid. Cupid. He has these qualities. So these people are called Dhir Lalita. Another type is Dhir Prashant. Dhir Prashant is what? One is very peaceful, tolerant, modest. Modesty. These are the qualities. And the example is given of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Is Dhir Prashant. Then there is third is Dhirodatta. Dhirodatta is what? Is very grave, determined, attractive, courageous. Is called Dhirodatta. And the example is of Lord Ram. And there is fourth is Dhirodhatta. Dhirodatta and Dhirodhatta. Dhirodhatta is what? Is very proud, boastful, restless, angry. This is example of Bhima. But Rupa Goswami says that actually these four types of people are there, but Krishna is such a wonderful person, he has all four. He has all four. He is Dhir Lalita also, Dhir Prashant also, Dhirodhatta also, Dhirodhatta also. He has all this quality. He displays all this quality. So he is so wonderful. Like that, Rupa Goswami says. So Lord is so wonderful. So these are the qualities of the Lord which we can meditate and actually increase our absorption for thinking Krishna. So thinking of Krishna, getting absorbed in thoughts of Krishna is one thing. Also we have to be cautious of Maya. So two things are there. One is, one has to be conscious of Krishna, and one should be cautious of Maya. So these two things. One has to be conscious of Krishna and cautious of Maya. So either of that will lead to disaster. So just like the example, Shobhari Muni. Shobhari Muni went underwater so that there should be no Maya. Went deep underwater to do tapasya. So he was very cautious of Maya.
but he was not conscious of Krishna. That's why he fell down. And another example is Bharat Maharaj. He was conscious of Krishna, but he was not conscious of Maya. So he also fell down. So both things require is one has to be conscious of Krishna and cautious of Maya, like that. So simultaneously cultivating absorption and be cautious of Maya also. So I'll just tell one Prabhupada pastime and we'll end here. So this I heard from Atma Tattva Prabhu. It's in on YouTube there. Atma Tattva Prabhu. So he was telling in 1980s around, he was staying in Bangalore temple. Atma Tattva Prabhu. So they had to actually make some life members every month, like that. So every month they have to do two life members, and he was running short of time, so he wanted to do some life members. So he opened the directory and searching some Bengali names. Now he got some Ganguly. Ganguly. Oh, Ganguly means Bengali. So he thought Bengali people will become life member quickly. So he called immediately the Ganguly, and he asked, am I speaking to Ganguly? He said, yes. So I am speaking from Hare Krishna temple. I want to come and meet you. He said, oh, you are from Hare Krishna. Oh, come quickly. We'll meet. You come immediately. And then Atma Tattva Prabhu takes an auto and goes to the place. He says, oh, some small factory may be there and he wants to meet. But there when he goes, he sees he has a big industry. And he says, my God, I cannot get the appointment. 11 o'clock is the time given. He says, no, I will not get appointment. He is such a big person. And then he goes and then he is meeting one secretary, then another secretary, then third secretary, fourth secretary, and it's already 11 o'clock. He says, my God, how will I reach this Ganguly? And how when he will become life member, you know? So he is worried. But somehow then he goes and he is taken to the big air conditioned room where this Ganguly, the main top person he is having, meeting with so many of his officers. And when he sees immediately the Hare Krishna, Atma Tattva Prabhu, he immediately says, our meeting dismissed, you all go home. Means you go. I have to meet this very important person from Hare Krishna. So he dismisses the meeting and then he calls Atma Tattva Prabhu and he tells, yes, please tell me. Then he shows his books and his Prabhupada books and like this. And he says, our Swamiji was also Bengali, you are also Bengali, you know. And you are his books and you please become a life member like that. So he says, how much is life member? 2,222. So he immediately takes a check and writes some 10,000 rupees and he takes. He is very happy, he becomes, you know, Atma Tattva Prabhu. Wow. And then he starts going, Atma Tattva Prabhu. He says, oh, sit. He says, actually, what do you think? Because of your preaching, I got convinced. You know? He says, neither I also think like that. Because of my preaching, you got convinced. You know? He said you sit and I will tell. So he said that Swami Prabhupada, he was the classmate of my father. His Ganguly's. So he is junior Ganguly and senior Ganguly's father. He was both were classmates in Kolkata. So he started telling him the story that in Kolkata, when they were both were small going to school, they would go to school together. And Prabhupada on his bicycle would go to his house, his friend's house, Ganguly, senior Ganguly. And they both would play chess before going to school. Both would play chess. And the condition was whoever gets defeated, he has to give his lunch box to the other person. That was the condition. And every time Prabhupada would defeat this senior Ganguly. And then both of them will go on cycle to the school, like that. So and in his childhood, Prabhupada would always tell to his Ganguly that someday I will do a very big thing. And that time you have to help me. He would ask, what big thing you are going to do? That I will tell later. But something big I will do, and then you have to help me. Then like that he would tell. And then many years later, of course, when Prabhupada went to America and then he had disciples and he came. And then when he came to Kolkata, the temple, ISKCON temple, there then the junior Ganguly and his mother, they both came for Prabhupada's lecture. Prabhupada was giving and Prabhupada saw, he looks similar to his father. This fellow, here I have seen somebody. Then he recognized, oh, he might be son of that, my friend. So Prabhupada says,
Where is your father? In the between the lecture only tells, Ganguly, where is your father? He is at home. Oh, tomorrow call him. I want to meet him. So then he goes, this junior Ganguly, to home, and then he tells to his father that Swamiji has come, Prabhupada, your classmate, he has come, he is calling. So he says, no, he is Swami, and who am I? I am a grahastha, grahamedi. How can I go and meet him? No, but tomorrow he will ask that, where is your father? So what should we tell? You tell him that I am sick. So then next day, the son and the mother, they come for the lecture, and Prabhupada, before the lecture only, he says, where is your father? You didn't call him? Oh, he is sick. Oh, he is sick. Then I will come and meet him. So he goes home and says, Swamiji told that he will come home, and oh, he will not come. How will he come? I am so fallen person, and he is such a great person, you know, like that. And then next day, when Prabhupada is about for morning walk, he is going, instead of going to Victoria Memorial, he takes another turn, Park Street, and where they, because he knows the road, in the childhood he has gone, and exactly, you know, he takes all the disciple, all the American disciple, they go, and exactly he takes to the house and he rings the bell, and the son, Junior Ganguly, comes and opens the door. And then all, so many people on the road, they are seeing some foreigners coming, and what they are doing here, everybody gathers there. And Prabhupada rides right away, because he knows the house, he goes on the stairs, and right he goes to the bedroom, where his Junior Ganguly is there, old man, he is 1 year older to Prabhupada. So there he is, and Prabhupada goes and pokes him like, hey, you didn't come? You didn't come? I called you, you didn't come? Oh, shocked, you know, like Prabhupada and old friends, how many, like so many years, you know, back, and he's so happy, and he's like that, and they talk, and then the Ganguly tells to his wife, you bring some rasgulla, you know, and she brings, and Prabhupada takes, you know, rasgulla, and Prabhupada takes rasgulla, he drinks that water, and then like this, his Ganguly has this chadar, and he wipes his hand, Prabhupada's his chadar, like that. I am trying to tell as it is, like Atma Tattva proof told. And then Prabhupada tells, see, you remember in the childhood I used to tell, I will do something big, and you have to help me. So this person, Ganguly, has become a Sanskrit scholar. Later he is teaching Sanskrit. So he said, see, my disciples, they don't know Sanskrit so much. So can you please teach them Sanskrit? You travel with me all over the world. You come with me and you teach them Sanskrit. Like that. So he says, no, what, I am so far, what can I do, I cannot come, like that. No, you come, so, like that. So Prabhupada says, you come, I will take, I will take you, you come, I will take you, like that. So he says, okay, like that, and then Prabhupada, of course, goes from there, and like that, that same day, afternoon 3 o'clock, when this junior Ganguly comes to home, and he sees his father above, his father asks some water and he drinks water. And then he says, Swamiji said that you come, I will take you. So he will take me, like that. So everybody was thinking, like other devotees, that you come to temple, I will take you to America, like that. But then he said, Swamiji has said, you come, I will take you. He will take me. And then he left his body, like that, that time. So this junior Ganguly was telling that Swamiji promised him. What we were thinking, that you come to temple, I will take you to America. But Swamiji promised him that you come, I will take you back to Godhead. So your Swamiji took my father back to Godhead. And so that's why, and already I am a life member. Before only he said, and this is just, you know, I wanted to tell you this story. That's why I called you, like that. He was telling to Atma Tattva Pro, like that. So Prabhupada will take us back to Godhead, like that. He can, he has the capacity. If you please him and if we follow his instruction and we become more and more absorbed, so Prabhupada will surely take us back to God. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.